Fifi, Feb and Byron. Get that fun feeling in the morning. 101. This is the Fox.
At the moment, Feb, you'd agree now that the kids are all back at school, drop off and pick up has become a mayhem again. I couldn't get a car park yesterday. Yeah, I had to do that thing where I parked across someone's driveway and I had to race
in. You can't do that.
And I actually grabbed Trix. I said, Trix, come. And she wanted to show me there's some gorgeous owls in her schoolyard at the moment.
I do laps.
But I'm like, Trix, come on, we've got to go.
You break rules.
Yeah.
What is it the person wanted to come out?
I was in there for 2 minutes.
Yeah, in and out.
But otherwise I couldn't pick up my child.
Yeah.
But the French, gee, they take this a step further. The French have at a particular primary school in Avignon in the southern France. I think they've lost their minds. The school have had to put up signs outside the school. And in French, these signs say, Je ne lance pas mes enfants par-dessous l'hôpital.
Yep.
Now, what that translates
Drop
to
off.
Is, don't throw your children over the fence.
Really?
I would never have guessed that.
They are. But what's happening? One of the
I think
schools,
they're a newspaper.
One of the school's head teacher has come out and said they've had enough of irresponsible parents who are arriving after the bell goes and they're literally throwing their kids over the 6-foot-high fence. So it's a massive fence.
The doors get locked at a certain time. Is that why?
Exactly.
The gates get
and
shut?
And then this is the photo. They've put up a photo on these signs. I'm going to show Fev.
Okay.
This is stick figures. Now, the stick figure is literally throwing a child like a football over the fence.
Is this real?
Yes, this is real.
Wow.
We should put that on our Instagram for a bit of a laugh. So this is the French...
It looks like one of those... what's that cartoon? It's a really old cartoon.
School warning.
Yeah,
it's... A little stick figure cartoon.
It's a parent throwing a child like a football over a fence and the French school have said, no more of this. Come on, actually walk your child in the gate. Throw your kids over fences.
It does look very similar, Boxy, to when all the kids of Melbourne went back to school for the first day. That was all the parents.
1019 The Fox.
Here's an interesting story, Fev. A couple who met as teenagers in a loving relationship got married, but then decided, 2 children into their marriage, after 10 years, that they would enter an arrangement called a thruple. Now, thruples are when 3 people are in a marriage or a relationship. So it goes against... tradition.
Didn't see that coming.
Oh, yeah. Look at him. He's
I've perked up.
Perked
okay,
up.
Here we go.
No, I'm not going to go into specifics of it because
I
think.
You to.
Well, I thought you might.
What is it?
Well, it's just 3 people
so
in
together.
A relationship.
They're all together.
Well, again, it would depend on every relationship's different.
Is it a male or a female?
Well, in this particular case,
female.
It's a man with 2 women.
Well done.
But it's, again, I wanted to stress this. Relationships are what you want them to. It doesn't mean what I think you're going. I know where you're going, but
I'm going where everyone's going.
I know, but I'm just trying to say that to each their own, and they've decided that works for them.
Is that like it's not like an au pair that just comes in and cleans and cooks? This person's actually involved. They're in the when the lights go out at night time and the kids are in bed, they all in the same bed?
Well, they might have a range. It's not prescriptive. You don't actually follow a script. It's whatever you want it to be. Maybe there are people that are in the same bed. Maybe there are people that have different rooms. Maybe there are people that are in it for an emotional connection, not necessarily physical.
Okay.
There's all sorts of elements to a thruple don't know.
Whose call was it? Was it the female's call or the male's call?
I haven't met these people. I don't know.
She's reading a story off a sheet of paper.
One's impressed out there.
What I was going to see, Fev, this is the thing.
Bring it up.
Okay, no. Thruples, I've heard the term thruple thrown around a little bit. Okay, because it's a new thing.
Would you thruple?
No, certainly not. Not interested in a thruple. That's my personal preference. But I would love to hear if there is anyone that can shed light on being in a thruple.
Mm.
Because maybe there are thruples in Melbourne. Because... Thruple is now being thrown around the vernacular like a couple, so I'm wondering.
Pretty rare.
It's so rare that.
One question. Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did 3 sisters marry 3 brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
I mean, we've asked all of those questions on this show. Mm. I mean, this segment is all about just asking a very, very narrow question.
And all we need is 1 caller, and we're genuinely fascinated. So 131060, are you in a thruple? Or have you been in trouble?
I'd be stunned.
Are you a trouble person?
I suppose, who knows? Maybe we only need one.
Yeah, Fev's got lots of questions he'd like to ask. Most of them will be off air.
I'm in a thruple with you guys.
Are we in a thruple?
That's not a thruple.
We're friends.
Well, they might
co-host.
Be
co-host.
It is what you want it to be.
Yeah, but I think, yes. Yeah, it's,
we're in a working relationship.
Everything I said, you're saying back at me. I see what's happened here.
13, 10, 60.
I took everything literally.
1019, The Fox.
We've asked the question, are you in a thruple or do you, maybe you've been in a thruple. A thruple is three people in a relationship, not two people, and we're genuinely interested to hear.
We've had meltdown. I'm
shocked. Surprised by how many people are calling.
We were happy, as per the segment says, we were happy with one caller.
Yes.
We got one! Which we have at least one.
We do. We've got one.
And we usually put a couple of callers through Boxy, and I'm like, yeah, we'll just put a couple. I want every caller to come through.
I know.
This is unbelievable.
We'll do what time permits. Emma from Belgrave. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Emma, are you in a thruple?
Yes.
Wow. Can you talk us through that? How does it
Everything,
work?
Please.
Well, me and my partner, we've been together for 2 years. And we thought, I'm bi. He still likes girls. Why not have a bit of fun? And then we found our match. It was just really weird. Like, we were out one night and got talking with this one girl who was like into both of us, and it was like, let's give it a go.
Game on.
And how long's it been working, Emma?
About 6-7 months.
Whoa. And can you see it moving to the next stage? Like, obviously, been living together, the three of you?
I'm not quite living, because our government doesn't see thruples as a relationship, so we couldn't actually have our partner over, which was kind of sad through COVID, so we haven't been able to see her a lot.
I've got a few questions.
Okay.
And I'm wary there's kiddies' ears in the car at the moment. School drop off.
Yeah,
your partner obviously is with this other girl, and do you get jealous at all? Is there anything, do you have conversations when she leaves, or you were a bit too romantic there? Like, is there questions asked?
You have to be very open, like, in your communication and very strong.
Does it come up in, like, fights, though? Like, if you have, like, an argument and he'll go, oh, okay, well, old mate's nicer to me than you. Does it come up?
I mean, it's early, so we're still in a honeymoon
stage.
Give them time.
Boxy.
Well, it is, because I would argue natural dynamics, interpersonal dynamics. For instance, the three of us, if we were in a trouble.
Here we go.
No, but just think about this for a second. Say,
I'll give you a heads up, there wouldn't be a trouble.
No, but I'm just going to say this. If Byron and I had a fight, say we fought over the songs we were playing next, and I'm like, Byron, why do you keep playing that Tina Arena song?
We'd be fighting over who gets to sleep with Feb, wouldn't we?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, this is what natural interpersonal relationships. I would go, oh, I'm so angry at you. I'm just really going to go to Fev, and I'm going to hang out with Fev, and I want to. So,
but that's what happens anyway.
Okay, no, that's fine. If it didn't have to be sexual, right? How good would it be? Like, if it didn't have to be that stuff, because I could say, hey, Fev and I are going to watch the footy tonight, and we could just go into the lounge room and watch the footy.
But I'd get sick of that,
and Fev would be like,
no,
good, I don't watch
it
anyway.
Yeah, what? But I don't
like it. Okay,
that happened.
That was suggestions there.
That was.
All right. Should we take? We've got another one. Should we take it? Should we take
little
it?
You know, there's cameras in the studio.
There's little ears.
I wouldn't have made that gesture.
Thank you for
I'm
sharing
not the one
all
that
of that.
Up
we've got
street.
Another caller.
Never happened.
What did you say? Matt in Gippsland. Hi, Matt.
How you going?
Great,
good, Matt.
Now, are you in a thruple?
I am indeed in a thruple.
Oh, okay, Matt. Now, how long have you been in this thruple? Is it a thruple with two women?
It is a thruple with two women. We've all been together for about 6 or 7 months now.
Mm-hmm. Do you live together?
No, we do not. We all actually live separately.
Oh.
And how does it work?
So we all organise to make time to see one another separately and together.
Now,
so
Matt.
We go on dates together and, you know,
now, Matt, you're kicking goals, brother. You've got your two girlfriends. Okay. So well done there. So if your girlfriend, who you're in love with, one of them says, hey, Matty, it's time to bring a man into the scene, how would you go?
I'd be fine with that, to be honest.
Okay. Right, no, quadruple.
No, yeah, why not?
That's cool.
Good fun in Gippsland, isn't it?
You know that's cool, Boxy? A quaddy.
It's actually called polyamory.
Okay, no, yeah, thank you. Thanks for clearing that up. We suspected it wasn't a quaddy. Fox.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. Oh. It's not often that a reality TV show will launch with the two hosts in song, just singing the message.
That's an interesting decision.
Well, no, this is important because, obviously, the new season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here premieres Sunday, January 3rd on Channel 10.
You're terrible, Julia.
Kind of famous people from here and abroad have signed up for January 3. A pop star, renowned chef, an AFL player, and many more just wait and see.
Wonderful are those vocal stylings, and we are joined by the host of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Dr. Chris Brown and Julia Morris. Julia, Chris, how are you?
Good morning.
Amazing. How are you, beautiful?
Oh, good. We're good.
She was talking to me.
Sorry. Yeah, of course, you were talking to Fev. The former King of the Jungle in the studio. This, guys, is the exciting time of the year. The guessing game, I have fun with this than with any other television show. We're already going crazy. And I just picked up a clue in that song. You said from here and abroad. So have we got an international coming in this year?
Oh, I don't know.
We are filming basically in the bar in Hinterland. And I mean, we could just hang out at the bar in airport. Scoop someone up, say we're driving a limo into town, just drive them out to the bush.
Yeah. You got the Hemsworths, you've got Zac Efron, the Rock's in town, you've got heaps of people in town.
They're all here.
Melissa McCarthy, my all-time guru.
Nicole Kidman, she's in Byron.
She could well be in Byron, yeah.
This is what we're talking about.
Nat Baston going for a second time, she's in Byron.
Yeah. See, it's going to be like the AFL hub. We're just going to invite them in.
I'm going to go for facials.
Now, guys, I'm just reading the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here clues. Now, what does Crocodile Dundee, The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Kenny, Muriel's Wedding, Strictly Ballroom, Mad Max have in common? Now, I think that is all filmed. All those films were filmed in Australia, and I reckon that's just a curveball.
It
also explains to my friends and family why I've had an excessive amount of eye makeup and mascara just stuck to my eyes and my face.
Sure. Yeah.
I can finally explain it away.
Yeah.
Look, there may be some hidden messaging in there. Ooh. Around certain characters and locations and general vibes that those movies seem to feature, but you know, that'll certainly drive you insane, Fief. I reckon if you start to go that level. I picture like A Beautiful Mind with you just having numbers and letters scribbled on windows around your house.
In her back shed, yeah.
This is, speaking to you both at this time of year is the hardest because we know, I mean, you're so switched on and savvy, you're not going to give anything away, but yeah, I'm just trying to catch you with something.
I know, and you know what? My brain has melted over the 33 weeks of private home and schooling. I can give the game away at a moment's notice. Offer me a fantail and I'll sing like a canary.
Now, guys, renowned chef Pete Evans is in the jungle. Now, you're going to feed him his own juice?
Well, that's rumours, but that's a very good idea.
Hey, Pete,
good
drink,
from you,
drink this, Pete. No,
it's
thank
good
you.
From you.
Thank you, Doc. Thanks.
Chris, Julia.
No, the doc.
Is he going to take some of his lamps in if he goes into the jungle?
If Pete Evans is going in the jungle, I'm 100%. Calling this.
Genius.
This will be the best reality TV move in the history of Australian reality TV.
Can you imagine getting Pete to sign on to I'm a Celebrity? I mean, we're all reveling on how joyous that rumour is, but
I reckon he's in. I know for a fact he's in.
We are hoping. In fact, I went down to the local store and bought myself some crystals the other day. Under the full moon, I've been in an affirmation circle on Watergoes Beach. You know, I've done everything I possibly can to spiritually bring him in.
But if he lasts long enough, dog, it could be I'm a Celebrity in a cult.
Okay.
Place for it, honestly. Like,
she just hugs him in with one of those, like a massive big like leg of an animal that's cooked.
Paleo.
Yeah.
Or stitch him in and just sending carbs, just non-stop carbs.
That's how you get me in.
Now, look, they might have pushed back so much there that maybe he is in.
Oh, 100%. Know, the whole, he's 100%
no way. There is no way Pete Evans is going into the jungle. I just can't see why he would agree to do that.
As the jungle boxer, you get told these things. They'd let you know they go. These people are going in. And then you know that you're safe.
They know you so well as if they tell you anything.
You're playing the triple negative, though. This is the layer we operate on now.
Well, also what happens is when everyone goes into the jungle, there's very few people who then think back and just go, but someone told me it was absolutely factual.
Good on you. We're going to be watching. It's January the 3rd, and it's a great time to launch a new reality show in the new year. It was a great move last year when they did this. So it's January 3rd on Channel 10. It premieres on a Sunday night. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Great to talk to you guys.
Love you guys.
Thanks, guys.
I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here.
101.9 The Fox.
What a week it's been with Fifi, Fev and Byron on The Fox. Should we go to James Lake for his...
Oh, please, can we go to James Lake? What's been happening on the show this week, James?
It's his sponsored weekly bulletin.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Byron Bulletin. A father in the US discovered that his 11-year-old daughter had spent $160,000 on in-app purchases, starting a discussion on unnecessary spending in households.
But it's so hard because our kids in this generation...
I often do it too.
They're living...
Tell Alex it's the kids.
What have you bought?
What? Well, I buy stuff on the PlayStation now for COD.
What, more ammunition?
Yeah, guns.
Fake guns.
Well, that's what Alex says. They're not fake guns. I'm in the war zone. They're not fake.
No, it's real. It's... Give me the money.
I want to buy. I want to upgrade my guns.
It's not real. You are a man-child. This is not real life.
You're a man-child.
Shocking claims from footballer Brendan Favola this week after he revealed a violent altercation in Malaysia several years ago.
Bev told me a story about how he got stabbed / glassed in Malaysia when he got into a fight. And I immediately went, didn't happen, don't believe you, I'm not coming on the ride with you. And for the last hour off air, he's been trying to convince me that it happened.
No one really knows his story.
Is it because it didn't happen?
Your dad, can we call Ange?
No, can I call Jason, your brother? No one knows his story. How many times have I just told you that?
Hello, we've got Ange Favola, your dad. Have you ever heard this story from Fev?
I do remember the trip to Malaysia, but I do not know nothing about a snapping. I reckon it's bullshit.
Guess I'm a bad liar.
Controversial celebrity chef Pete Evans made even more headlines this week after a product he released was recalled due to safety issues.
The Pete Evans Healthy Everyday Jamaican Simmer Sauce, it's been urgently recalled because it doesn't notify people that there is the presence of fish.
No.
We're going to have a problem here.
It's an undeclared allergen that could cause people to have breathing difficulties and they'd be in all sorts of trouble if they had his Jamaican Simmer Sauce.
It's Jamaican. Everyone crazy.
He's walked out on it. Go out on the high point.
Or the low point.
SAS Australia continues to be a rating success for Channel 7, but Australian legend Russell Coit's not happy with the show, and he called Fifi, Fev and Byron to weigh in.
They've got these English blokes coming into the Australian bush and telling us how to do things. They need a good Aussie hosting that show and giving them challenges that relate to living in the Australian bush. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Have they done the toilet challenge where you've got to climb a tree and hit a target? No, they haven't.
Investigations are underway for the treatment of the Fifi, Fev and Byron team this week after producer Darcy revealed something that caused concern for her welfare.
Darcy, what's happened here? Why is Leon picking on you?
Well, I ate his nuts from the bin. God, that sounds worse.
Wow,
you ate his nuts?
Yeah.
Just say food. Retell the story again.
A little snack of cashews, and he was finished with them. So he chucked them in the bin, but then I didn't want the waste, and I was a bit snacky, so I got them out of the bin and ate them.
Now, were they in the packet?
Yeah, they're in the packet.
Fine.
And on the top of the bin.
Oh, can you ask Darcy what her and her friend used to do at the Berwick pub when they were a bit younger?
This is painting me in a really bad light, this conversation.
Well, you're already eating food out of bins.
Oh, this is nearly worse.
We used to just walk around, and we didn't really have much money, so we would just pick up people's drinks that were left on the tables and just drink them.
Okay, that's disgusting.
And finally, today's show's Carl Stefanovic made a claim on Fifi, Fev and Byron last week regarding Donald Trump and the US presidential election.
If he doesn't win, I will run naked through Flinders Street.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Little did he know that he would actually get called up on it.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, I think I know what we're talking about.
Hi,
I tell you what, I'll do it if Bev runs next to me. Man, if we can raise a bit of money for charity or something, I'm more than happy to go and do that next time
I'm
in Melbourne.
I'm happy to do that.
This is brilliant. We'll get a charity involved, we'll raise money and get you to... Yeah. I was going to say balls out, but that's not right, is it?
Balls out.
What do I say?
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Bev and Byron, grab the podcast from the Fox app. And as Fifi Box always says...
How you going, Daddy? Fifi, Bev and
Byron. Get that fun feeling in the morning.